Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They are our Facebook sponsor for today. Also, Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossings, located here in Elk City in the Promise Center. They are one of our Facebook sponsors. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more. They just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
New year, new ride, right here at Boat Rice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition. Plus, new units arriving daily. Come experience the Boat Rice indifference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BoatRiceAndFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through 4 credit financing, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per month, per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Let us.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest today is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title today is A Revealing Party.
Yay. There's something in my throat. I'm trying to wash it down. But anyway, what a great, great time it is in this world to live for Jesus. Amen. And there's so many different people have different thoughts right now, but such a great blessing that's going on. I do want to verify it right here at the beginning of the second half of this message. I want to tell you that there is great revivals that are moving across this land today. There are revivals of healing stature over in California. There's revivals that are moving of salvation of souls. There are revivals that are taking place in Florida. There's revivals that are taking place down in Texas. There is a powerful move of God stretching across this land. Don't be deceived. So many think that there's a great falling away that's taken a place, but there is a great coming together too of the saints. So we got to keep that in mind. There's coming a day of a great coming together. A coming together for what? A coming together for those that believe in Jesus, accept Jesus, and reveal for Jesus. And so I want you to look back at verse number 30 with me real quick, and we're going to look just real quick. This is where he sits down at the table, and this is where I left off. In verse number 30, and we are in the Gospel of Luke, we're in chapter 24. This is the story. It's not a parable. This is the actual fact of two guys walking on the road to Emmaus when they encounter Jesus, and Jesus comes in. And my point today is that Jesus will reveal himself to you. And that's what you need more than anything else. I don't know if I've said this correctly as of yet in this message. We need Jesus to reveal himself to us more than we need to hear about Jesus from someone else. Now, we need to hear about Jesus from someone else. We need to hear those testimonies. We need to share those testimonies. But we need to hear, we need to have a revelation of Jesus personally from Jesus. Can he do it? Will he do it? Yes. How does he do that? Well, I've already given you several scenarios, but one of the last ones that I want to show you is he reveals himself through communion. And I had a whole list of things in my notes. And I actually took them off and I put them back on, took them off this page, and right now, I'm not even going to look at them. I'm just going to share with you what's on my heart. We need to have communion with Jesus Christ. This is not a church policy or church ordination thing. Yes, it is, but that's not what I'm talking about in the revelation of Jesus. If you want Jesus to reveal himself to you, then you need to have communion with him. When he sits down at the table in verse number 30, when we look at verse number 30, it says this, it came to pass that he sat at the table with them. He sat down with them. You know, when sat down with the Lord and sat down with him. Get the mindset. We're sitting down together. Get the mindset. We're not chasing after our schedule. We're not chasing after our calendar. I'm not asking him to take care of this, take care of that, take care of this, take care of that. We're going to sit down together. I'm going to sit in the presence of the Lord. If you sit down in the presence of the Lord, then you can't be active doing anything else. Humble yourself. Sit down in the presence of the Lord. Then he took bread. Friends, there's no greater bread than the Word of God. The Word of God is that bread of God. He is the bread of life. You can take that word and begin to devour it. Begin to open it up. Talk to Jesus. Jesus, show me these words. Show me these scriptures. Show me these prophets. Show me this. Tell me what it's about. Look at what Jesus did. He took the bread, blessed it, and broke it. Before you start reading that word, before you start rightly dividing it, bless it. Lord, this is your word. And as I open your word today, I pray that you speak to me. Lord, I pray that you yell at me. I know that makes people uncomfortable, but that's what it's going to take to get some people's attention. Lord, yell at me. Wake me up. Arrest me today with your word. Shock me. If you'll start praying, God, shock me with your word. Show me your word means something to me. I want to tell you right now, that is one of the best sources for finding out what the dilemmas are in your life. The conflicts in your life are caused by an under, I'm going to get really spiritual here, but too late. I'm already in there. Think about this. The conflicts in your life are brought on by your poor decisions. They're repercussions of things that have already happened in your life. The conflicts in your life are coming against you, not just because of that, but the conflicts of your life also come to you simply because the devil wants you to fall. And he will use any and everything in your life. We have those arrest, you know, when people get arrested, what is that called? Man, my mind went blank again. They get read the Miranda rights. And the one of the Miranda rights in there is everything that you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. Anything. Well, folks, welcome to reality. Guess what? The devil uses that too, very strong. So what are you saying, Pastor Kevin? We're all guilty. We're all guilty. We've all fallen short of glory. We've not one been justified. Not one of us have reached that holiness yet. So what you do is, Lord, show me your word. God, shock me with your word. God, arrest me with your word today. And it won't matter where you're reading creation in Genesis or whether you're reading end times in Revelation. God has a way of just putting that in there and saying, you lied to him. Oh, man. Ah. And boom, you're arrested in there. Sit down and have communion with the Lord. Devour that bread with the Lord. Bless that bread. Break that bread and let it come to life to you. Look at what else he says here. So I got to find where it's at in verse number 30. So he sat down and blessed and broke it. And then he gave it to them. Jesus wants to give you that word. Jesus wants to give you that. This is how he reveals himself to you. Through the Holy Scripture, through the one-on-one way, he wants to reveal himself to you like nobody else, any other time, any other way. So let me get back over here to my notes. This is how he reveals himself to you over and over again. And now you can see him. Now you can know him. Now all of a sudden your eyes are opened up and it's a glorified body. After he shares that communion with them, then the eyes are opened up and they're going, wow, so many people want to know Jesus, but they don't want to pay the price. They don't want him sitting at their table because they've got stuff around their table that they don't want anybody to know, especially not Jesus. The problem is that Jesus already knows it. They just got to get that down inside of their heart. Expose that. Let that stuff get cleaned up. Let it get out of there. How do you know? How do you know if Jesus has revealed himself to you? How do you know if you know the true Jesus? How do you know if you really know him as the Son of God? How do you really know this? Is this just something that you're going to church because, well, I'm tired of mama harping at me, so I'm going to church? Are you going to church because you're tired of the pastor calling you on Monday saying, where were you? Why are you going to church? What's going on? Why is the reasoning there? These are some effects that should be going on in your life. And we identify with these through this scripture that we've been reading today. Look at verse number 32. And we see in verse number 32, and they said to one another, I love this. They said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Look at this. They testified and they verified to one another. The effect is an internal, an internal burning. Something's got to change on the inside. So many people today, they want to get close to God. They want to get close to Jesus. They want to know Jesus like never before, but they will not release their heart. It's something that has happened since, well, it has gone through several generations right now, and you can point it all the way back to the 60s if you want to, and probably even before that. But back in the 60s, when they created all of this atmosphere of everybody's, this whole love fest, everybody loves everybody, everybody's fine, everything's good, and they tried to create all this peaceable stuff. And then, but then it began to flow into the 70s and things became harsh. And now, nowadays, when we get past all of that, the 80s and the 90s were just mean. And then into the 2000s and 2000s become critical. In 2010, man, how everything has exploded with social media in the last 10 years. And with that social media, it's amazing why or how come so many people are mad. And they're mad for no reason at all. Somebody could put a simple statement on social media. I really liked ABC hot dogs. They were the best hot dogs I've ever ate in the world. And four posts down, somebody will say, are you kidding me? That was the worst hot dog I ever tasted. Mine was cold and rotten. You ought to try this one. Why? Why does somebody have to be that bold to go in there and start criticizing what somebody else considered a great complaint? Everybody's different. Somebody, person number one, had a good day, got him on a good day. Person number three got him on a bad day. Hey, welcome to the world. This is really the way it is. But why do we have to be so critical? Why do we have to be so mean? Why do we have to be so mad about it? And the reason why is because Jesus isn't in the heart of people. Because people have closed their heart off. They have built a wall up and they've said, no way, I'm not letting anybody in there. I've been burned by my best friend. I've been burned by my boyfriend. Been burned by my girlfriend. I've been burned by my family. I've been upset. I've been through divorce. I've been through this. I've been through that. I've been exiled by my family. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to go sit in the garden and eat some, you know, on it goes. Right? And so as it goes that bad, it goes that negative with everything that everybody's fighting with, they build that calloused up on their heart. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that they get so accustomed to building that callous on their heart against individual people that it goes right over into Jesus, and they're not letting Jesus in there either. They're not going to do it. They put that guard up. But Jesus says, I want to melt that heart. And if you'll give him time, if you'll get into the word, if you'll sit down with him, if you'll commune with him, he will reveal himself to you so that you can trust him. You can count on him. You can depend on him, and you can know that he will take care of you. The second effect that we see is found in verse 33 and 34. And I love this too. Let me go back. I want to read it. I want to make sure that I'm right on track. Verse 33. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together. Verse 34, saying then, the Lord is risen indeed. Wow, they verified it. Now comes the testimony. Now comes the time to testify. Now my heart is burning inside. Now I've spent time with Jesus. Now I've had communion with Jesus, and now I want to see how Jesus really works. I want to see if he can really come alive inside of me, because he doesn't, don't get there yet. Stay, wait. So you got to get to this place to where this next thing that has to take place is you have to get up and move. It's actually called the willing feet syndrome. Are you willing to carry this message? Jesus said in Matthew and Mark, he said, I'm going to give you a great commission. I'm going to commission you to do something. What did he commission everybody to do? The great commission. Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ye therefore in all the nations.
There it is.
And preach and teach.
That's it. Could you simplify that for me? Simply, what does Jesus commission us to do?
Spread the word.
Okay, yeah.
With our neighbor.
Yeah, two-letter word. He said, go.
Thank you. Go. I'm a woman. I say more.
No. You gotcha. No, you were actually right with everything going on there. That would, not a correction. Just go. Let the Lord direct you on who to talk to, where to talk to, how to share it. Go. And somebody says, well, you know, we're supposed to be going to the lost, to the highways, the hedges, to the byways. And these guys didn't. They went back to the leaven. Go back to that church that you're a part of. Go back into that church, that one that hurt you. Go back to that church that hurt you and say, you know what? You guys wasn't real kind to me, but I'm going to tell you the truth. My God is greater, and he still moves in me, and he's touched my body, and he's brought healing to me, and he saved me, and he delivered me. Whew, what a testimony. I love to hear the testimony of those who say, I used to do, and I don't do no more. Amen? Because of the power of the glory of God, this effect is to move forward and to go forward and share the gospel. How many times in the Bible, those that have said, here I am, or Jesus said, come and follow, or the ones in the Old Testament said, I will go, I will leave. The ones in the Old Testament, pack up and move on. We got to go do it. This is what the Lord's asking us to do. And it is an effect. How do you know if Jesus has really revealed himself to you? I know this is going to make some people mad. And I'm not saying it to make you mad. I want you to wake up. We're living in a dangerous times right now to where people have become so complacent with their insight of who Jesus is. That they're not pushing forward anymore. This is not a time to be complacent. If Jesus is truly the Son of God of your life, if Jesus is truly your Savior, your healer, your deliverer, if Jesus truly has revealed himself to you, then you will be telling somebody about it. You can't say, I've had a revelation of Jesus Christ and I haven't said anything to anyone. That's not true. You got a revelation of Jesus Christ, then you're going to set out and you're going to go tell somebody about it. And then there's another one. One more. This is the effect that just brings it all together. It's the effect of the revelation of Christ, which we may call the effect of the ready to go syndrome. The ready to speak, the ready to talk, the ready to share, the ready. I'm ready. Jesus isn't wanting to reveal himself to you as a statue image of something that you see from a distance. He wants to reveal himself through you, in you, by you, to somebody else. He's a living instrument inside of you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you, it will quicken your mortal body. Jesus said, I want you ready to share. I want you ready to go. I want you ready to break the word open. Ready to pray. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to pray. I'm not ashamed to share. I'm not ashamed. Why? Because my Jesus isn't a statue that stands off out in a distance someplace that I have to travel across town to go back to visit with him. I don't have to go get locked in a room somewhere to visit with him. This Jesus that I serve, I've had a revelation of him, and he burned his image in my heart. He burned that image into me so strong that I can't get it out of my mind. I don't know about you. I don't know what you see when I talk about Jesus. I don't know what you see when you talk about Jesus. But I want you to do something for me, okay? Now, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, I want you to do this for me. I want you to close your eyes. No, I'm not putting you in a trance. No, I'm not doing that. Just stop even thinking that. Just close your eyes. And what I want you to do is I want you to picture Jesus. And I don't care how you picture him. Picture Jesus. Do you see him in a long robe and a long beard and long hair? Then fine. Picture Jesus that way. How do you picture Jesus? Do you see him as a friend? Do you see him as a carpenter? Picture Jesus. Jesus. Strong, masculine man. Picture Jesus. Picture him. See him? Focus on his face. Look at his face. Look at his eyes. See his eyes? Who's he looking at? He's got to be looking at you. He can't be looking at anybody else. When you're looking at him, he's looking back at you. Jesus is looking at you. He has spotted you walking down a road of confusion, and he has chosen you to sit at your table and to reveal himself to you in a way that it will change you forever. The question today is, will you accept it? Will you allow it? Will you acknowledge it? Will you be there to say, Jesus, you have revealed yourself to me, and today I know who you are. Let me pray with you. Father God, I come to you today, and I just ask you now, Lord, for all that are listening to this message and all who are hearing this message, I pray, Lord, for an acceptance of revelation like never before. Father, I pray that there are people here that have heard this word and their life will be changed because they'll sit down, they'll open it up, and they'll look for you, and they'll find that revelation of Jesus Christ that changes them. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone out there today that is making a decision to serve Jesus, anyone making a decision to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, right now, Lord, I pray that you burn in their heart and let them feel that acceptance, Lord, and let them know that they can call this station. They can log in right now. They can make comments at the bottom of the page, Lord, and somebody will be in contact with them. And Lord, I pray right now today that you will sweep across our lives, take us out of confusion, and bring us into the revelation of who you really are to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless y'all. Have a great day.
Wow. Great message. Thank you so much. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt, and from our brother Kevin Aiken. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.